All right, so here's a breaking news bit. Trump just unveiled the he's got a list of Supreme Court nominees. He does. He put out a list of Supreme Court nominees, and that list consists, like, you know, I guess if I was Mark Levin and Glenn Beck, and of course Hewitt, I would be able to pontificate on this list because I would be a constitutional scholar, and I would. But I'm not a constitutional scholar. I don't really know who any of these people are. I guess this list was released to make conservatives aroused. I'm serious. Let me throw the names out here. Hold on. Stephen Colotin of Iowa. Allison Eed of Colorado. Raymond Grunter of Missouri. Thomas Hardman of Pennsylvania. Raymond Kathleege of Michigan. Joan Larson of Michigan. Thomas Lee of Utah. William Pryor of Alabama. I heard of him only because the constitutionalists talk about him. David Strass of Minnesota. Diane Sykes of Wisconsin. I've heard of her because the constitutional scholars talk about her all the time. And Don Willett of Texas. So those of you who are constitutional scholars and big Mark Levin and Hugh Hewitt marks, you just, I guess, organismed in your pants. You were like, oh, William Pryor. Diane Sykes. But the people like me, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Rob, how could you say that? The Supreme Court is hanging in the balance. The Supreme Court. I understand it. But you got to win first, stupid. You got to win first. He could have put Captain Kangaroo on that list. You got to win first. And I get it. I get it. People that are in the inside told Trump, you got to release these names. It'll make the conservatives really excited. It'll make the constitutional conservatives all cream on themselves. So just release the list. Just release the list. And I always hear Sean Hannity talking about, he needs to release the list. That way conservatives know that he, and here's the thing. The people that don't like Trump, the constitutional conservatives, it's not that they don't believe he's a conservative. And if he gives them a list of conservative judges that will change their mind, they don't believe he's a conservative. End of story. End of story. And if they don't believe he's a conservative, why would they believe that a list he gives them would be anything that he would go along with if he became president? Why? If you have people like Stuart Stevens and Bill Kristol, if you got these people saying, never Trump, he's not a conservative. If you got Essie Cupp, this putz, running her mouth on CNN. Trump is this. Trump has no ideas. Trump is not a conservative. Trump doesn't. Trump doesn't. Trump doesn't. If she's doing that, all of a sudden this list is going to go, oh, he's a conservative. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's funny. You have Hillary pandering to every voter she could possibly find. Like, oh, what do you? Oh, do you? You hot? I got hot sauce. I got hot sauce. Oh, wait, okay. I like Liza Minnelli too. Yeah. Okay. Gay. I tried it a bunch of times. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I mean, every group. You know what? I thought about having a penis once. You know what? I have one. I do. I have one. I got one made, and I wear. Okay. Thank you for the vote. Okay. And here's Trump. He's got to pander to pundits. He's got to pander to Mark Levin and Hugh Hewitt. He's got to pander to Essie Cupp. He's got to pander to these idiots. That's what they are. They're idiots. He's got to pander to them. It's just silly. It really is. It's just silly. I get it. I get it. But I think it's silly. But Trump's got the list. Trump's got the list. Plus, it's a good media run. You know, it gives a good it gives a good soundbite for all the shows because it's released now. It's all over CNN. It's all over MSNBC. It's all over Fox. And now all the night programs will talk about it. Josh Earnest, that little prick at the White House, he's talking about it. People are going to dissect it. And it's not like Trump put on that list Captain Kangaroo. He didn't put goofy names on that list. So nobody's going to say, oh, he put Justin Timberlake on there. He put Ivanka on there. They're all names that, a bunch of conservative leaders, a bunch of constitutionalists, all fantasize about. They're in the mold of Scalia. So you got the White House talking about it. You're going to have all the night shows talk. I mean, again, the Democrats are in such trouble. They are. They are in such trouble. And on top of that, just to prove more of my point, remember, Ohio, even though according to Meghan McCain, she doesn't believe the polls. She doesn't believe those polls, of course. Remember, she's the – don't get me started on that putz, too. But anyways, you got Trump up in Ohio. You have Trump tied in Pennsylvania with Hillary. You got Trump tied in Florida with Hillary. And a new poll that just came out in New Hampshire. New Hampshire, of all places, has Trump basically tied with Hillary. Remember, we were told blowout of epic proportions. Blowout of epic proportions. A blowout like you've never seen. That's what we were told. Donald Trump is going to get blown out like you've never seen. No. No. Uh-uh. Sorry about that. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There is no blowout of epic. Sorry. It's just not going to happen. And here's a New Hampshire poll. I mean, these are states that Democrats are supposed to be winning big. And against Trump, he just slaughtered. Trump's supposed to be getting slaughtered in Pennsylvania. Trump's supposed to be getting slaughtered in Florida. Trump's supposed to be getting slaughtered. Slaughtered in Ohio. Trump's supposed to be getting slaughtered in New Hampshire. And this isn't happening. This isn't happening. He's either tied or beating Hillary in these places. And we got 6 months to go. We have 6 months to go. That's a long time, my friends. That's a long time. That is a long time. And I don't care when you hear negatives in these polls. Well, a certain percent doesn't like Trump, this, and guess what? A certain percent don't like Hillary Clinton. Okay? Certain percent don't like Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton can't get better. The stuff that people don't like about Trump is stuff that just came out. It's media manufactured stuff. Rather, it's Megyn Kelly and blood coming out of her wherever. Or Carly Fiorina and her face. These are things that are new. People don't like Hillary Clinton because they don't like Hillary Clinton. And it can only get worse for Hillary Clinton. You have people not liking Hillary Clinton dating back to 08. Remember, she lost the primaries in 08. So back in 08, people didn't like her. So new things that come out, rather it's emails or the Clinton cash or more things with the Clinton Foundation and women like the Energizer. These are all things that just pile on to the not liking Hillary Clinton dating back to 08. That's not the case for Trump. Trump was getting positive feedback. And then all of a sudden, this comes out or that comes out or he says this and it gets twisted. Like, I mean, think about the whole abortion statement and that whole Chris Matthews dust up. You know, that was a manufactured scandal, I guess, if you want to be extreme and call it a scandal. That was a media created controversy. Trump said women, or I should say abortion, he's pro-life in the cases, and the only exception is, you know, incest, rape, the life of a mom. That was what Trump said. Chris Matthews played the whole, well, if it's illegal and it's a crime and it's murder and see, Trump can fix all that. You had women that were like, "Yeah, Trump's all right," and then they seen the manufactured headlines that said Trump wants to put women in jail, and there was a little more nuanced to that headline. But women look at that, you know, and go, "Oh, I'm not voting for him." Now, in the next 6 months, a woman can get those thoughts or those. Predisposed attitudes out of their head. They can investigate more. They can get but Hillary Clinton. If you don't like Hillary, if you go, you know what? She's crooked. She is. She's not honest. That's it. You're never gonna go, you know what? I changed my mind. She is honest. It's just not gonna happen. So Trump dominates the news cycle once again. Puts out a list of respected judges. And now people will do breakdowns of each judge, what their cases were, what they did in their past. Conservatives will go, "Oh, that's a great pick. He's..." And everybody will be happy. So, again, Trump dominates the news. How the hell is Hillary going to compete with this? How's she going to compete with it? How is she going to compete with it? Going to be doing this for the next 6 months every day. Every single day. There's going to be a new story. And not all stories will be bad. Not all stories. The media will try to make all stories bad. The media will try to make it about a butler. And they'll try to make it about a cooked up New York Times article. They'll try to make it about Trump being his own publicist 27 years ago. They'll try. But in between them trying, they're going to be stories like this. Real, legitimate stories that people can debate. And people will have panels discussing. What the hell's Hillary going to do? She's got to walk this weird line of, I'm going to be a better president than the president before me. I'm going to be making our country better than it was. Even though it's a weird dynamic for her. I mean, she's resorted to saying, I'm going to have my husband run the economy. Going to have your husband run the economy. Seems like a kind of a big thing. The economy and national security. Those are the two biggest things that people worry about. And you're going to have your husband, you're going to have a man do what the hell's going on? I mean, she's basically, it's as if, and remember, think about this narrative. The Clintons are skeevy. The Clintons are shady. Look at all these things in their past. Look at Bill Clinton spraying his seed everywhere. Look at all these women that have come out and said, you know, he's a rapist. He's a sexual. You have all of this stuff that people have in their head, and they're always like, And now you basically have Hillary Clinton talking about Bill Clinton running the economy. It's like a shady, let's give Bill Clinton a third term as a president situation. I mean, it really is. I mean, this is the type of stuff that happens in Las Vegas. And people blow it off as shady Las Vegas mayor. I mean, in Las Vegas, you have Oscar Goodman, a guy who's had a history of being involved with the mafia and so forth and so on. He turns out and his wife is the mayor now. And people just kind of look at it and go, that's Vegas for you. And basically, that's the same thing that's happening now. You're like, okay, so Hillary Clinton is going to be the president, and Bill Clinton is going to be in the White House in an office running the economy. So basically, we're going to have Bill Clinton as a co-president. This is kind of weird. This is kind of shady. This is kind of right in line with what people already think about the Clintons. And this is the stuff that she's going to deal with. This is the stuff that she's going to try to dominate the news cycle with. So you got Trump going, here's my Supreme Court picks. And you actually have constitutional scholars going, I think Allison Eid is a very good choice. I think Joan Larson would be a good. And let me explain to. And then Hillary tries to get the news cycle with, yeah, and I'm going to have Bill run the economy. Really, Secretary Clinton? Yeah, I'm going to have him run the economy. That's what he's going to do. Remember, it's a two-for-one deal. Remember, we talked about that years ago. It's a two-for... Okay. All righty then. Is he going to have hot sauce in his pocket?